Doug Padgett. In today, it's Friday. And if you're familiar with the show, you might know that Friday is a very fine day around here because on Fridays we get to talk to astrophysicist Paul Wallace. Now, Paul, as many of you know, is in the Atlanta area of Georgia. I happen to be in Dallas, Texas today. I'm in town for a little event, but the thing I love to do most on Fridays is the AM 950 Drive Time show with my buddy Paul Wallace. So we give him a call. Also, we're going to do a little update on poor Alan Page having to be at the White House today. That was a tough thing for him. If you know, Alan Page was a Supreme Court justice in the state of Minnesota. And previous to that, played football. And the president of the United States, Donald Trump, gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award, and it was as awkward as I'm sure you can imagine. So I feel like I don't want to speak for the Justice Page, but having watched the video, I think it was a pretty, pretty awkward thing. Hey, Hunter, did you have a chance to see that little episode of Justice Page receiving the Freedom Award at the White House today?
I saw where Trump mispronounced Amy Klobuchar's name. I didn't see the Alan Page part.
Did he really?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Well, we will talk about that after we get done talking with our favorite astrophysicist, the astrophysicist of the radio show. Hey, Paul Wallace, how you doing, buddy?
Great.
You hanging in there? Sorry for the long hiatus on our time off for our little Friday afternoon.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right.
My
Fridays weren't quite the same, but I somehow improvised. You know.
Well, thanks for taking good care of the skies. You know, we like to remind people that the AM 950 station is you know, cares about all kinds of things, especially our progressive politics. And every once in a while, we need to get a little break from this earth we live on and talk about things going on up in the sky. So last week, Hunter and I talked a little bit about that solar sail. I don't know if that's what you're wanting to talk about today, astrophysicist Paul Wallace, but man,
I've got
tell
three
you,
things.
That's
one of them.
That really had my mind on the move. All right. What are the things
you
have for us to think about in our lofty thoughts on Friday today?
Well, that solar sail thing is worth. I think that's a good starting point. Solar sail. What do you think about those two words put together?
Well, it was blowing our minds the other day that somehow somebody could make a like a machine, a rocket that would be moved by the radiation or heat from the sun. That would,
yeah.
Then tell it. It was blowing my mind.
Yeah. It's called radiation pressure, and it's real. And you make something big enough and light enough, and it'll go, man.
Now, so, is that in theory? So here's the thing that Hunter and I got all tied up on last Friday. Do they know that works, or does the math tell them that works? And I know that, you know,
they've tested it not like with a square mile sheet of plastic in space, but they've tested it on a small scale, and it definitely is a thing that happens, definitely works. I mean, it's an effect that we can be sure would happen. I'm sure that we'd have some technical issues that we wouldn't foresee, but the basic idea of sunlight pushing things is been demonstrated. Yeah.
Unbelievable. It's it's just fantastic. It's just fantastic. So what
weird,
do you think?
Huh?
The big question last week was, is that or is that not a some kind of a ship sent from another living being somewhere in the cosmos?
Well, I think it'd be great if it was, don't you?
Oh, so much. So much.
It's the first thing. Well, the thing about it that made it weird in the first place is that it did not come from the solar system. It came from outside the solar system,
mm-hmm.
interstellar
mm-hmm.
space. It did not, and it got swung around by the sun, but now it's on its way back out, back into interstellar space. So that was it was notable already for that.
Mm.
And the fact that it's shaped weird is a second notable thing. And then they've been watching it as it's been drifting away, and the way it rotates and the way it has moved and accelerated is not consistent with what we normally see from, you know, space rocks. And so those three those three things put together, I think, got the old science fiction dreams going. And so, you know, proof, no. But it's the first thing that we've ever seen that, you know, we could say with some small degree of confidence could be.
Yeah, simply incredible. I mean, that something like that exists at that scale, and that scientists, and if I remember right, in the article that I read, it was like Harvard astrophysicists who were suggesting this solar sail business.
These weren't, you know, it wasn't coming from under some rock somewhere. No, I can't remember the actual institution, but it was definitely a reputable, you know, institution with the name on it. Mm.
What do you think that's? What do you think the learning is from that particular discovery of the way this, whatever this object is that's moving around? What do you think that's gonna mean for regular folks in the United States?
Well, like, it's just another reminder that there's a whole world out there. I mean, a whole universe out there off the surface of our planet, and we don't know what's out there. We just don't know. Yeah, we like to. I think people normally go through their days without thinking about what's out there. And we just don't know so much about it, you know, and that's both a little scary and also a little bracing and exciting.
Yeah, for sure. All right, what's second on your long list of the exciting things that we don't really know about?
My second thing on my long list is they found a new crater under Greenland. It's big. It's not a new crater like it wasn't formed yesterday. Well, I don't mean that it's a new crater in that sense. But it's new in that we never knew about it before. And it's a big one. It's one of the top, like, 25 largest that we know of on the whole planet. And but the thing about it is that not just that it's another crater, but that it appears to be within younger than a few million years old, which sounds like a long time to you and me, but is really recent.
And a crater like that, would that crater have been made by some sort of an asteroid or something hitting the Earth? Is that the only way that a crater comes into being?
Well, a crater of this shape, typically, yes. But there are other round objects, you know, round indentions in the Earth that were not created that way. They're created by some layers of Earth underneath falling down, you know, being... But this one appears to be an actual crater. And so that would be an object between about a mile and 2 miles across that would have hit to create this thing.
Wow.
Which would create really a global problem, you know, as far as climate and all that stuff goes. So
how do they come about discovering that underneath Greenland there's gigantic crater?
I guess there were some scientists who like to walk around on glaciers and figure out what's underneath them. You know, okay, they do this. They're scientists that do this, geologists and so forth, and they discovered underneath northwest Greenland a huge crater that nobody knew was there, and they found it by bouncing basically sound waves off of it, basically. But it's there, and they were just looking around to see what they could find, I guess, and they found a big round hole big enough to contain Paris.
So as far as craters go, is that a big one? Like, is that the kind of whatever hit the Earth there? Would that have created one of these circumstances that could have caused an ice age or the elimination of dinosaurs or that kind of thing?
Yeah, it could have caused a global climate crisis with extinctions and so forth. And some people don't think it's actually a crater. And their argument is that there's no evidence for such a sort of the mass extinction you would expect to have with an event like that over the last few million years. There's no evidence that's happened. So some people aren't buying it. They're saying, nope, no crater.
I see.
But you know what I mean? So, it's definitely big enough to have created something that would have shown up in the fossil record. Yes.
Yeah.
It would have been you would notice it.
no matter
where you lived on Earth. But, you know, if it didn't happen 2 or 3 million years ago, it's going to happen sometime.
What's this? What's going to happen?
That we're going to get hit by something big.
Oh yeah. See, this is what people like you freak out the rest of us about. Like just the minute you think you've dodged whatever small amoeba was inside of a turkey that was giving you salmonella poisoning, then the next day you hear from the astrophysicist.
Threats from all directions, Doug.
And something's going to hit you from the sky, and it's going to wipe out everything you've ever known and loved.
Exactly. Yeah. They're working on figuring out ways to deflect these things.
No, seriously? Like they're trying to come up with like a laser or a, I thought that was just like in that, what was that? What was that movie about the 4th of July? Like
Independence Day, Armageddon or whatever. Yeah. No. We're trying to come up with ways of trying to knock them off course in enough time to where they wouldn't hit us, basically.
Who's doing that now? We only have 30 seconds left in this segment. We'll come back and talk about this in a bit. I think the federal government's worrying about that.
As well as several major universities are probably doing it as well.
Is Donald Trump's Space Force the kind of people that are supposed to be dealing with this?
I can answer no questions about Donald Trump's Space Force.
Really? I think you should. I think you should send in a resume to the White House and see if maybe they're looking for a chief.
Yeah, I'll be the first director of the Space Force, the first general of the Space Force. That's Paul Wallace.
He's an astrophysicist and soon to be chief of the Space Force. I'm Doug Padgett. This is AM 950. We're going to be back together after the break. If you got a question for the astrophysicist, give us a call 952-946-6205 after the break.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Considering replacing your vacuum? What do you do with the old one? Throw it in the garage? Worse yet, throw it in the garbage? How about trade it in and save? A1 Vacuum in Roseville has been around forever, and they take trade-ins. When you trade in your old vacuum, you save. So if it's time to replace that old clunker headed for the garage or landfill, bring it in to A1 Vacuum in Roseville. You can find A1 Vacuum at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
Lowry Hill Meats, your neighborhood full-service butcher shop that works directly with family farms. Using whole animals gives Lowry Hill Meats the benefit of preparing custom cuts and dry aging. They offer beef, lamb, goat, pork, and poultry, including whole duck, roasting hens, turkey, quail, pheasant, and Cornish hens. Their sausages are made fresh in-house weekly using 40 rotating recipes. Try their handcrafted sandwiches. They are second to none. Lowry Hill Meats is located at 1934 Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis or online at lowryhillmeats.com.
Looking to offer high-end restaurant-quality food at your next event? Look no further than D'Amico Catering. Their talented team of event planners and chefs will collaborate to perfect a menu that best fits your needs. Whether emphasizing local cuisine or ethnic flavors, organic bites or summertime favorites, they're here to give you choices that align with your taste, budget, and style. Interested in learning more? Please visit D'AmicoCatering.com. That's D'AmicoCatering.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota, talking with our astrophysicist, Paul Wallace. We've already heard about this solar sail, this gigantic spaceship from another galaxy that is visited, and that there's a crater underneath Greenland, and soon to be another one coming to ruin everything you love and care about.
Everything. But it'll be slow. It won't be quick and painless. It'll be
slow.
Is
that true?
Yeah. Unless you live like right where it lands, which is unlikely.
Oh, because you're saying it will hit, block out the sun, and slowly you will. Oh, geez. All right. You're killing me.
I got another source of disasters. My third thing.
Okay.
Another source of pandemonium and possible death. Ready for this one?
Ready for this one.
Solar storms.
Solar storms?
Storms on the sun. Yeah.
All right. So what causes
this week's news story is about this? Yes. In Scientific American? It's incredible. Back in August of 1972, the late years of the Vietnam War, U.S. Yes. Navy planted a bunch of underwater mines off the coast of North Vietnam. And a solar storm occurred, and all the mines blew up because of it.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me walk this one through. The United States put a bunch of mines under the ground?
Under the water? Or underwater mines that the U.S. Navy placed off the coast of North Vietnam.
And when some kind of an activity on the sun that you call a storm caused those mines to blow up?
Yes.
All right. So astrophysicist Paul
Weird,
Wallace,
huh?
What causes that? What kind of thing on the sun could send, an electromagnetic pulse or something? What
basically,
caused this?
Yes. Basically, that's right. That's what it is. And it basically blocks, you get complete radio darkness on the side of the Earth facing the sun.
So how often imagine
that happening to our world today. For like one or two days, no radio signals get anywhere.
When did this happen? So they planted them back in 1972, and that's when they blew up?
In August of 1972.
Are you sure there wasn't just some guy that like...
The Navy has known about this for years, but they've just declassified it this week. And so now we all know that the sun made these underwater mines go off.
And there's no chance that this was just like some Navy guy with the dog ate my homework level of an excuse.
People actually saw them go off. And it happened at the same time that all this other radio disruption happened. And the triggers on the mines were set. They were magnetic, basically, and they were set to sense. They were built to sense passing ships. The change in Earth's magnetic field due to passing ships. But the sun's electromagnetic pulse basically mimics that and set these mines off.
Well, this is the kind of thing that if you're saying that the military knew about this and kept it quiet since 1972, this is the kind of thing that's going to make Mark from Fridley's head explode. he's going to say, I told you, just another reason, another proof that they've been keeping the important things from us. Hey, we've got a couple of callers here, astrophysicist Paul Wallace, that have some questions for you. We often get a great question from Brad in Robbinsdale, and he has one, I think, on screen. String theory. Hey, Brad. Yeah, Hunter, I'm not hearing Brad. I don't know if there's...
I couldn't hear it either.
All right, let's go to Julie. And I'm getting a little bit of feedback there too, Hunter. I don't know what's going on. But Julie in Minneapolis. Hey, Julie.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was, she was on hold and her phone cut out earlier too. So that one wasn't on us.
Okay. You know what it was? It was a solar storm And that's a new excuse you get anytime you need it, Hunter. You can be like, solar, I think there was a magnetic pulse from the sun.
Oh, she's calling back, actually.
That's why we dropped a call. All right, so we're going to get to Julie here in a second. I think Brad has disappeared into the into a quantum other place. Hey, Julie. No, it's Brad. Oh, good Lord, what's going on? Hey, Brad. Nice to have you back. Hunter, what is going on? Hey, Brad, are you with us? Hey, Paul, let's you and I just talk, because I think we're having a little bit of a problem there in the studio, because we're getting a little phone problem and all. And again, I'm going to blame it on a solar storm and not on the fact that somebody dropped a phone call. We had a problem on the calling in. But astrophysicist Paul Wallace, are you still with us? Hey, Paul. Well, this is just a treat. Hey, Hunter, are you there? Why don't we go into a commercial? We'll kind of get this figured out.
Yeah,
we'll
come back. Yeah, we'll
try
sounds
that. All
good.
Right, let's try that. Let's roll into a commercial, and then we'll come back with all three of these. This is AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
This is Artbeat for the Week. I'm Elizabeth Borub, co-host of Connections Radio, and today I'll be letting you in on a couple of great arts events in the area this weekend. Now extended through November 17th, get yourself and a few friends out to see A Prelude to Faust at Open Eye Figure Theater in Minneapolis. Michael Sommer's critically acclaimed puppet epic returns to the stage, inspired by the dramatic poem about a man who sells his soul to the devil. A Prelude to Faust conjures a miniature, surreal world of tormented souls, flying spirits, and disembodied hands. With virtuosic puppetry and an original score by Michael Korner performed with the live orchestra, this landmark production is not to be missed. A Prelude to Faust was commissioned by the Walker Arts Center in 1998 and was Open Eye Figure Theater's first production in 2007. Open Eye co-founder Michael Sommer wrote the show after researching the Faust story in Germany and the Czech Republic. For more information and to reserve your tickets, go to openeyetheater.org. Maybe you're more in the mood for a good documentary. This Sunday, November 11th at 7 p.m., get on out to see The World Has No Idea, hosted by the Son of Crow Productions at the Parkway Theater in Minneapolis. Michael Idea Larson, a musical legend, would have turned 37 this November. In remembrance of him, Parkway Theater will be screening The World Has No Idea, the award-winning documentary about his life and death. Michael Larson was a freestyle battle rapping champion, a guitar player, a break dancer, lead singer of a punk band, a poet, a philosopher, and a supportive friend to many. He passed away on October 16th, 2010. We lost something very special, and the world has no idea. To find more information and to reserve your tickets, go to Facebook and look up this event. The World Has No Idea. That's I as in E-Y-E. Idea. That's Artbeat for the Week. I'm Elizabeth Horob, co-host of Connections Radio Show, airing live Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, and then you throw them away, right? Well, if you're ready to break out of that vicious cycle, we have the answer. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum? They've been around forever, offering better alternatives. So if you're ready to stop filling the landfill, give A1 Vacuum a shot. Located in Roseville and ready to show you something better. Find them at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316. Better yet, drop by.
Native Earth Radio is proud to announce we're adding an extra hour.
1 hour's too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
Great. More time for me to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national Native news with reporters all around the country. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and streaming live on Facebook.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at The Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at The Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-647-1579. 1-800-647-1579. That's 1-800-647-1579.
Total Dog Company is the destination dog food and gear store on the west side of the Twin Cities, with easy access off of 169. We have a growing group of loyal customers and increasing numbers of referrals from dog professionals and dog parents because we carry quality products, give sound advice, and are easy to do business with. Total Dog Company keeps up on the latest developments in dog nutrition and products. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 34. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 25. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 28.
Don't miss the Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Up to 200 vendors, four speaker stages, giveaways, and more. The Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I'm Dick Padgett, and it's Friday. Kind of a nutty little Friday around here. But I was saying that maybe it was the solar flares, the solar storm that caused it. And then I listened back and realized, no, it was our comment about the government. That's what caused the whole radio thing to go crazy. See, Hunter, you don't screw around. They're listening all the time.
Oh, man.
And it was their plan to shut us down. All right. So Brad was calling. Julie was calling. I'm not sure they can make their call back. But Brad or Julie, I should ask you, Hunter, are we ready for them? Do you think we're ready for Brad or Julie?
No,
to give us
I wouldn't back? Take any calls.
No more calls.
No.
No more calls.
Calls are done. Well, hey, astrophysicist Paul Wallace, we had a question in there about string theory. It was coming from Brad, and he's always our clever caller. So he does a great job with he has a clever quippy.
And it was about string theory.
Yeah, and usually it's some kind of a pun or a well placed bit of humor when it comes to string theory. But anything else for you for us that's in the news or that we should be thinking about?
No, that's it. We've covered our space aliens and light sail driven asteroids. We've covered our monster killer craters, and we've covered our killer space weather, our solar storms. So I feel like we've done all the gloom and doom that we can do for today.
Had we had a Halloween edition of the Friday show.
Yeah,
I was away.
See, that would have worked.
Tour. This is like our Halloween edition. Well, hey, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate you being on the show. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bye bye. Hey, Hunter. Let's talk a little bit about this Alan Page thing. So, as I mentioned at the opening of the show, the former Supreme Court justice went over to the White House today to be granted the Medal of Freedom by the President of the United States. And this is one of those places where you see the connection between our local heroes, our local people who've given a lot. Now, look, Alan Page has done a lot with his life. He is a philanthropist. He has worked in education. He has been a Supreme Court justice. He was a top-notch attorney. So many things. What did the President of the United States only make kind of half references about? Him being a football player. Because on the time when Alan Page is awarded the nation's Medal of Freedom, this sort of, goodwill award that President Kennedy came up with, and lots of presidents do these things, Of course, Donald Trump can't be presidential about anything because, as I mentioned earlier in the week, we don't have a president of the United States. We have a schmaltzy talk show host sitting in, and then a renegade presidential administration that does damage to the world. But we don't have a president. He couldn't even do this with any sort of class or honor. And if you watch the video, Alan Page walks up, turns because he has to, you know, they put this ribbon, this medal on by putting a ribbon around your neck, and the president actually attaches it, which is just a weird thing to me anyway, but, you know, granting someone an award. And it's sort of our like lesser version of knighting someone or something. I think it's very odd. But he puts this thing on Chief Justice Page, and Alan Page is just staring straight ahead, not a smirk, not a smile, then turns around, politely shakes hands, and walks away. It's worth watching the video because they hold on Trump, and you can see that Trump is like, oh, okay, that didn't go so well. You know, he sort of breathes it out in this, like he just totally got stood up. Where, you know, Roger Staubach hugs the president and all the rest of this, Alan Page was having none of it. So I think he's going to be classy about it. He's not going to down talk the honor, but it's got to be a difficult thing when you're someone who's done all the work that Alan Page has done, someone who has spoken out against this president and against his racist attitudes and is using race to bait the country into something that feels like increased racial tension and violence, and demeans all the things that Alan Page has worked hard for in his life, to then have to receive this honor from that very president. It's got to be a bittersweet kind of a day for Alan Page. I wonder if we could reach out to him and see if he'd ever be willing to talk about this experience.
Yeah, that would be cool to speak with him.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the kind of thing that, this is one of the reasons that you want a president. You know, there's just certain things that in our society and in our culture, we've decided that the president is going to do. And for whatever reason, we continue to give credibility to this president choosing these Medal of Freedom honorees. And what President Trump has done here is just even demean that. Like, he gave it to Elvis Presley and to Babe Ruth and to the wife of Adelson, you know, some big mega Republican donor who owns casinos. Like, it's just. And then in the midst of all of that with other athletes, it's Alan Page, and all the president can do is talk about him in a sense that he's, you know, a big, strong guy, and was even a Supreme Court justice for the state of Minnesota, but no real heartfelt sensibility at all. Just, I don't know. Seems to me like it's a bit of a shallow contribution, to be made. Hey, Hunter, a little local news here, by the way. I just saw this in the paper. This weekend will be the last time that Interstate 35 will be closed down this year.
Oh, that's great.
Just this calendar year. The last time on the weekends, because if you're one of those people like me that has to travel on Interstate 35 south of downtown Minneapolis, closing that thing down is just a real drag. I mean, it's an inconvenience that's becoming intolerable to some of us. And apparently this weekend they're going to do it again, but then through the rest of the year, through the rest of November and December, the highway's going to stay open. How do you like that?
That is amazing.
Have you spent much time down there on Interstate 35 and seen the work that they're doing?
Off and on throughout the past few months, I've seen different stages of it, so it's great that it's going to be done.
It is incredible what they're able to do while keeping that traffic going. Like, yeah. I complain about the highway being closed because I do think it's just intolerable. On the other hand, the fact that they're like widening and changing the highway and ripping up the asphalt, grinding it into gravel, reusing that gravel to make new cement and asphalt right on site. It is incredible what's going on over there. They built like a highway factory right in the middle of the highway while they're ripping it up. They're simultaneously making the product that they're going to use to replace it. It's just an incredible endeavor. I really hope someone is like, documenting this, like the way that they do when they construct a skyscraper or tunnels, because watching them remake a highway is, it's one of the great endeavors of like mechanics and machinery and, engineering and planning. It's really a spectacular thing that's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's impressive how they can do that. And I know we complain a lot, but you just put it into good perspective.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of other things that I saw. Do you know that Dunkin' Donuts has moved into the Twin Cities? Are you a Dunkin' Donuts guy?
Yeah, because I lived out east for a long time. I used to frequently get coffee there.
At the coffee place. Well,
yeah, I've been to one here, too, in St. Paul area.
Yeah.
Last winter, that it's one of the only ones, but now they're expanding more. I think that was one of the test ones they did.
Well, you are right, my friend. And I saw this in this little article because they're saying that not only is Minnesota and the Twin Cities area one of the hotbeds for opening these since 2016. They've been opening them all around here in the Twin Cities, Andover, Maple Grove, New Hope, Roseville, St. Paul. They're going to open one officially at the end of November in Richfield, and it's one of the first that's going by the new name, Dunkin'. They're dropping the donuts.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts, still being Double D, but they're just dropping donuts from their name. The way that, you know, remember when Kentucky Fried Chicken tried to drop the Kentucky Fried part of it and just tried to go with KFC? Because they thought people didn't want to have fried and people didn't really think so highly of Kentucky. That's kind of what they're doing here with Dunkin' Donuts. And I don't know why, because I think donuts are really on the uptick. Maybe this is the kind of decision they made years ago and are waiting to implement it. But Minnesota, the front edge of the donut industry, because, you know, the Twin Cities especially is full of great donuts.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Hunter, that's something we should do with the show. We should put together a poll and testing of the top donut shops and have our own little award ceremony for the top donuts.
Yeah, that sounds.
What would you think of that?
Very important that we should get right to work on.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it
feel like the kind of thing that an afternoon radio show would totally do?
Uh-huh.
We would ask our listeners to give us ideas about their favorite donut shops. I know we're not taking calls today, but if we did, we'd ask people about their favorite donut shops, and then we would have our own awards, the Drive Time Donuts awards.
Yeah, and actually, in regards to calls, we can take them now. The problem was with Paul's connection and trying to add a second line. So if we want, we could take calls again.
Okay. Well, 952-946-6205 if you have any thoughts about donuts, especially, or what's happening on 35. And final in local news, because I like to do the skies on Friday and also a lot of little local news. In fact, after the break here, Hunter, I'd like to take you through, you and I, to go through the Star Tribune news test. They put out a test every now and again to see how well you know the news of the week. And I thought we would do a little see how much we know about the news. But the Mall of America, did you know that they did a big major update on their Macy's store at the Mall of America?
Oh, really?
They turned it into one of their top 50 stores. Yeah, spent $200 million to upgrade 50 stores. And they one of the flagships right there at the Mall of America.
That's interesting because a lot of department stores have closed down, but they're investing more in them.
Well, this is the question that I had for it too. Like, who, even at the Mall of America, who shops at a Macy's? It seems, I don't know. It just seems rather confusing as to why they would. But maybe this is the idea that a big flagship store like Macy's ends up with one or two places around the country that are there, or maybe, you know, one in every state kind of ratio. That's their big winner, and that's it. And then you know, they're just going to have these big flagship stores and try to stay in the retail business like that. I don't know. It seems kind of nutty. But what I'm bringing up is that Minnesota and the Twin Cities economy is the kind of place where Dunkin' Donuts rolls out a new brand name and new styled stores, and so does Macy's. So say what you want about the donut industry. Say what you want about the validity and the future of department stores, which I think is nothing. If these places are gonna roll something out like this, they pick the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the surrounding suburbs. So I think that's really great news. Okay, so we're going to come back after the break. Are you ready for this, Hunter? I'll take you through the questions on the Star Tribune. What do we know about the news? It'll be fun. I did this with Brett the other day, and I don't know. We knew about half of them, so we'll see how well we do.
All right.
AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Back after the break.
While shopping for a fireplace insert at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, I was amazed at all the choices. Not just gas, electric, or wood burning, but also built-in or freestanding, and options in every style from antique to modern. The staff really listened to us, explained the options, and helped us choose a fireplace we absolutely love. Now it warms our hearts and our home every winter. Thank you, Woodland Stoves, for a great addition.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, putting in a word for the EPA BurnWise campaign. It has important information about clean burning fireplaces. This is an important part of our mission at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. We know that the fireplace has to work. Work with your life, work with your living space, and also be environmentally smart. Come see us. Learn to burn wise. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Visit our store in person or online at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Hello, this is Ellen Krug from Hidden Edges Radio. When I'm not on the radio, I'm standing in front of audiences training about diversity and inclusion and on how to be welcoming to others who are different from us. More than ever, employers and organizations need professional diversity and inclusion training. I can offer that training through my company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I'd love to make your workplace or organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
It's just a few weeks before winter officially settles in. Is your home ready for the holidays? Now is the perfect time to get your entire home zero-resified by the cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Get three rooms clean starting at just $149. You can also get $50 off your air duct cleaning when you call 952-ZERO-RES, 952-ZERO-RES, or book online anytime at ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Atheists Talk is the radio show for free-thinking Minnesotans. Listen on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Every Sunday, we bring you science, philosophy, politics, and plain old fun from an atheist's point of view. Visit our website at minnesotaatheists.org for more details. Tune in to Atheists Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Well, Doug Padgett and Hunter Hawson today. All right, Hunter. Here we go, my friend. So the Star Tribune puts out these little quizzes often on Fridays. And it's a chance for you to answer 10 questions and see how well you do. And they say at the start of this quiz that last week's quiz was very popular and people did very well, scoring 77%. And then they say, but it's a new week. So good luck. So I think they're taunting us here, Hunter. All right, here we go. All right. So there's often four possible answers for the question. I'll read them unless you know the answer right away, and you can just blurt it out. So what two cities will split the new Amazon headquarters, so-called HQ2? Was that Falls Church, Virginia and Chicago, Cleveland and Newton, Massachusetts, Portland, Oregon and Dallas, Texas, Crystal City, Virginia, and Long Island, New York?
You want me to just blurt it?
Yeah. Do you know it?
I think it's the Long Island, New York, the last answer.
Right. All right. Correct. All right. We got that one right. So here we go. Who officially retired from Major League Baseball this week? David Freese, Joe Mauer, Chase Utley, or Alex Rodriguez?
Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer. All right. We got that one. We're gonna crush this because we're news people. Hey, what European leader did President Trump make fun of on Twitter this week? I mean, good grief.
Yeah.
Macron, Merkel, May, or Putin?
I think it's Macron.
I think it's Macron. I think you're right. We got that right. Hey, we are crushing this. Hey, what Minnesota company was sold to a South Korean firm for $1.8 billion this week? Was it Cambria, Sun Country Airlines, Schwann's, where if you wanted to pick up one of the finest corn dogs available, Schwann's, or Marvin Windows? Wow, I don't know this one.
I don't know this either.
All right, so which of these four companies would be worth $1.8 billion to a South Korean firm? Cambria, which I don't know what that is, Sun Country Airlines, Schwann's, or Marvin Windows? I'm going to say Cambria because I don't know what it is. What's your guess?
Oh, I do know what Cambria is. That one would probably – that's a good guess. Let's go with that.
What is it? What is Cambria?
Well, no? I don't know specifically. Okay. They do a lot of things, but they have very fancy magazines and stuff, so I'm aware of
– okay. They're a media company of some kind, huh? All right. Here we go. Cambria, I'm going to click it. Incorrect. And only 5% of people got this wrong.
What was it?
We are top 5%. Schwann's, famous for those corn dogs. The food distributor is being sold to the South Korean largest food company, CJ, for $1.8 billion for 86% of their, for 80% stake. I had no idea Schwann's could be worth $1.8 billion. Hunter, we're in the wrong business. We should have been selling frozen foods door. All right. Our next question, I don't even know what number on. Number five. What development happened in the planned Southwest Light Rail Line project this week? Was it the Federal Transit Administration said it would likely pass for close to half the project, or $929 million. I don't even understand that answer. Hennepin County approved $435 million to begin construction. The Metropolitan Council hired a contractor to build the line, or, this is tricky, all of the above or none of the above?
I believe it's the federal money.
You think that the Federal Transit Administration said it would pay for close to half of the project, or $929 million. You want that to be the guess?
Yeah.
Going for it. Incorrect. It was a whirlwind of a week for the $2 billion progress in the making. It was all of the above.
Oh, okay.
Well, I kind of got to give it to you because that did happen.
Yeah.
You were right about that happening. All right, you just weren't right about all of it. All right, Jesse Ventura visited Minnesota. The Minnesota Capitol this week and lobbied Governor-elect Tim Walz on what issue? Did you know this, that the body was back in town?
God, I
didn't know.
Yeah, I think I heard briefly, but I don't remember the issue. So hopefully when I hear them, it'll come back in my head.
All right. Did a former governor, Jesse the Body Ventura, and I think still current Mexican resident, lobby Governor-elect Tim Walz on hands-free driving measure, universal background checks to make gun purchases, mandating a 72-hour waiting period for abortion, or legalizing marijuana.
It's marijuana.
It's gotta be marijuana. It's gotta be. Yes, legalizing marijuana. All right, way to go, the buddy. All right. True or false on this one, on question number 7. True or false? A new FBI report released this week showed that the number of hate crimes in the United States remains steady for the past 3 years. Was there an FBI report? There was an FBI report. Did it state that the hate crimes in the United States remain steady for the past 3 years? Is that true or false? I'm going with false.
Yeah, it's false.
Okay, you know what's unbelievable? The thing refreshed on me. I got to get back to that question. Hang on. I'm telling you, it's solar flares or the internet. I don't know. All right. So legalizing marijuana, Jesse the Body, way to go. We're going to say false because I think they went up. Correct. Hate crimes reports went up 17% in 2017, the third year of increases. It was a 37% spike in Jewish hate crimes alone, anti-Jewish hate crimes. Jeez. All right, here we go. Number 8 out of 10, Jay Alex, the founder of a corporate turnaround firm, donated $200 million to what institution this week? The Mayo Clinic, Carleton College, the Minneapolis Foundation, or AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota?
It was
Gustavus Adolphus College. So did Jay Alex donate $200 million to the Mayo Clinic, Carleton College, the Minneapolis Foundation, or Gustavus Adolphus College?
I have no idea.
I want to say the Minneapolis Foundation.
We'll go with whatever you think.
Going for that. Incorrect. It was the Mayo Clinic.
Oh.
Mayo Clinic, doesn't it make you just feel oh? I feel totally oh about it as well.
Yeah.
And you know what else they did? Hmm. They renamed their school of medicine to the Mayo Clinic Alex School of Medicine.
Oh, great.
All right, number 9. Which tight election race has moved to a mandated hand recount of ballots this week? The Stacey Abrams race, the Ron DeSantis race, the Rick Scott and Bill Nelson, the U.S. Senate race, or all of the above?
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott. I'm going with you. Yep, that's correct. And by the way, they're not recounting every one of the ballots. They're just checking. All right, last question. Minnesotans donated a record $21 million on Give to the Max Day this week. Was that true or false?
True.
Say true. True. $21 million out of the good people of Minnesota. Hey. Thanks, everybody, for all your good participation. AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. You can't donate, but you can see the advertisers. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm Athena Janakis-Karas, and my